Henry Swanson, The Unalaska City School, February 25th, 1981.
I believe I saw this bunch.
Oh, the girl and her entertainers?
Yeah. I was in the hospital and that too. Oh. Way up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And
be a nice visit?
Oh yeah, they entertained there. Of course, I was in the hospital laying in bed with the other wounded.
Yeah.
And so forth. And I wasn't wounded, I had to... Well, I had a busted rib, I think, and I was up there for about a week, and while I was there, I was laying in bed, there was four girls.
Mm.
I bet these were the same ones.
Yeah.
I didn't go to rent, but they went through the hospital.
Yeah, right.
And they stopped at my bed, felt sorry for me, an old man, that all the rest of the troops. Well, I wasn't too old then. I was 48, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
And
I've been surprised at some of these pictures of these the soldiers, how young they looked.
Yeah, well, there was like my crew on the boat. I had 14 men.
Mm-hmm.
On this outpost tender. Youngest one was 19 years old, and the oldest one was 23.
Mm.
That's how young the troops were.
Yeah.
And I was, let's see, 42, 42, I was on the boat 42, 43, 44. 3 years, 42, yeah. I was 46 years old when I started, I was 49 when I quit.
Hmm.
Three birthdays I spent
there. Yeah. Did you ever go up in any of the airplanes?
Out there?
Yeah.
No.
I read a strange thing on one of the Army microfilms that they buried these guys here that were killed or died or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little later, they reburied them here again in another spot before they finally shipped them out. And when they went to do it, there was one person they couldn't find.
Yeah.
And
well, I remember when they took the bodies out, the military cemetery was right back of the mm-hmm. graveyard there,
okay.
Across the creek, up in that area there.
Oh, across?
Where that housing is, you know,
there.
And see that... kind of a vacant spot in there,
mm-hmm.
where there's no houses.
Yeah.
That was a cemetery.
Oh. Hmm.
Then the ship came from South Pacific with bodies aboard, and they dug them all up there.
Hmm.
Then they put the ground back in original shape.
Hmm.
They had a little chapel there. They destroyed that.
Hmm.
And then further down was where they had their morgue.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the remnants of it's still there. It was kind of an underground thing.
Oh.
Like a barabra.
Uh-huh.
And it was to the going up to the right.
Hmm.
But it was in that area where all that housing is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had they used the Captain's Bay, they dug up the bodies and done something to them in one of them big warehouses up there, formaldehyde and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And there was quite a bunch in there, too. I think there was 300.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What railroad was this? Oh, this that...
Up to Fairbanks?
No, this that narrow gauge, the Skagway.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To Whitehorse.
Mm-hmm.
14 miles out of Skagway. Yeah, this
is... Oh, yeah, okay. I've never been on
that. I never either. But it's a narrow railroad, mm-hmm. It's, you know...
This is that same, we used to call it PSP, and that they made the airstrip out of.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hooked together.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in Amchitka, there was, they had two airstrips there. There was one right from the beach, it kind of sloped up. Little valley, then they had the big one on top.
Hmm.
And they were plastering the Japs every day on Kiska.
Uh-huh.
They used a lot of them P-38s. They had a whole bunch of them there. They were a fighter plane, but they bombed Kiska. And they'd go to Kiska in about, they were awful fast.
Hmm.
You know, they had two engines.
Mm-hmm.
And two bodies, like.
Oh, okay.
and then the pilot was in the middle. They were awful fast, but I think it was the fastest plane they had, 300-400 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I saw one. He got crippled in Amchitka or Kiska, and he couldn't land. He was trying to land on, I think, this airstrip. It was right from the beach in, kind of a valley, and he couldn't steer the plane. He could only turn one way, he couldn't turn the other way. And he tried to land there. He couldn't make it, you know. He'd try to come in and get there while he was still on course, you know. Like he'd go up here. Here was airfield. He'd go up here, and his plane would only turn one way. That's the way he came back from Amchitka. His steering apparatus was damaged, or from Kiska. But he could, he'd fly this way and get ahead quite a ways, but he kept turning, and he'd have to turn quick and do it again, like so. And he tried to land that way, but he couldn't quite make it. He finally ditched. Right close to the beach. And he came down sideways this way. Yeah. I don't know if he got hurt. There was a big gang there ready to rescue him. He'd done it right there. You know, there was the beach here and then the high hill here, and there was a little tower on the hill. And I saw him, I watched him. He couldn't land. He could have if he... But then he'd be turned a little too much when he
hit the ground.
When he got close to the field, so you know, and he couldn't bring it back the other way. He kept turning, so he'd try it again, but he didn't quite make it. And I guess he was running out of gas. So he finally went right up close to this, and the beach was right here, and he came down this way, sideways.
Laddering, sort of down.
Yeah, he stopped going ahead. Stopped engine and everything, and I don't know how they do it, but then he did it. He slid sideways this way and sideways that way until he hit the water.
Wow. You have to admire those pilots. The conditions they flew under sometimes. And sometimes I suppose they didn't want to fly, but got ordered up to.
Oh, yeah. So this was one of them 165, I think, foot diesel Coast Guards they had up here.
These mountains look familiar?
Well, in a way they do. That...
Like a little...
Those two humps look familiar. I don't know where, though. Yeah, I think this is that runway that they use it for fighter planes. It was kind of in valley like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the lower one.
The one, yeah. Yeah, I think there is one of them P-38s.
Okay.
See, they had the engine here,
mm-hmm.
and there's that long, skinny body.
Yeah.
And here's the pilot.
Mm.
And there's other engine mm-hmm. on the other side, same as on this side. Sold on Alcan. Yeah, here's the old Northwestern, the one that's still up there.
Had they built a ramp from the shore up, out to the boat?
The one they used her for barracks.
Yeah.
It was between the dock and the powerhouse,
mm-hmm.
that concrete. She was sideways on the beach, and they filled in. And I guess this is where it was, huh?
Yeah, that's, I think, after the bombing.
After the burnt.
Right on the shore there.
See, the sides got so hot, they just rail up here.
Just curved in.
Curved in.
Hmm. But they used it after the bombing, too, didn't they, for a little while?
Well, they took it up and anchored it up by Captain's Bay Dock.
Yeah.
And they were going, they fixed the deck with tar paper, they put and plywood and stuff like that over the hold. So you had a lot of house built on it, that all burnt,
right.
You know, this extra house.
Mm-hmm.
And they used her boilers for power plant.
Mm. Out of Captain's Bay?
No, up there.
Oh, over there.
Yeah, before they had any ashore.
Mm. And after the bombing and after they had it out there, I guess.
They were filling her with junk up Captain's Bay.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to tow her to Seattle.
Hmm.
You know, they were filling her with scrap and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they looked like she was loaded out there and she was sinking, so they towed her up to where she is now.
Oh, okay.
And stuck her bow up on that mud bank.
Uh-huh. They didn't cut it in two.
No.
Because one of the stories that the kids have heard is that it was somehow cut in two and half of it was taken over to Eider Point.
No.
And half of it at Captain's Bay.
No, it's all up
all
there.
All up there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They claim there was a lot of good junk in it, too. Copper and brass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that's what they were going to do with it. The deck was completely gone, you know.
Yeah.
And all the house, all the top was burnt.
Mm.
And there was lots of top because they had added on, you know, to make a floating
bunkhouse
and cookhouse and power plant, everything.
Mm.
But that's all they had when they started to build, and the Marines were still on there till they built the Marine barracks.
Mm-hmm. Where were the Marine barracks?
Right straight back, the first barracks. Straight back in that area, just before you go up the hill, to the where the commanding officer, where the Standard Oil is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right down the flat, right close to the hill. That was the first Marine barracks. That's they built that first to get rid of the Marines who were living on there, you know. And then Sims Drake then used it for the, I guess they, well, after the Japs bombed it, they had their power running 2 or 3 days later. See, it didn't burn way down below an engine, it just burnt on top.
Must have been a quite a storm that washed it ashore.
Where?
Over at the...
The Charbor?
The Charbor.
No, they put it there.
Oh, they put it ashore?
Yeah, they...
Oh, I thought it was washed ashore.
No, no, they put it there and then they filled in on the side toward the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put it there on purpose to... Well, they were using it for power plant and barracks. Yeah, they had lots of room on it. Of course, it was originally it was Alaska Steam passenger ship.
Yeah, yeah.
I rode on her one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Southeastern.
Hmm.
That was in the late 20s. Yeah, I was a tourist.
Oh.
And I went on the Lucian first. They had... they advertised for $100 for 2 weeks cruise in Southeastern. And gee whiz, I thought, gee, I got to wait here for another 2 or 3 weeks. And that was cheap.
Yeah.
I was staying in a hotel and eating in a restaurant. Here I could take cruise in Southeastern Alaska and visit. There's a couple of places, so I did.
Ah.
For $100, it couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
3 meals a day, served to you by waiters, and a stateroom to sleep in, and that was cheap. And they had a full house too. A lot of there was school teachers and people, a lot of people from Midwest. That were on there. Well, for $100, you couldn't beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
For 3 weeks.
Mm.
And they stopped everywhere. Anyhow, I got off of that and went on to this one.
Huh.
And for, I don't know why, but was it this one? This one. Well, they had way up on top side. Gee, they had. I got a fancy cabin with a great big double bed in, and it was way on top. It wasn't down where the other cabins were. It was way on top. Some kind of special.
Yeah.
Nice. And I didn't have to pay anything extra either. I just transferred from the Aleutian onto this.
One account said that the Northwestern it was supposed to hit every rock in Southeastern Alaska.
I guess it did. Yeah. Oh, I was looking for a picture of this. This is Dutch Harbor, huh? Tanks right on the shore there on that side, they were all burnt. That's them there. Well, here's Mount Newhall, I guess.
Yeah, huh? I think so.
Yeah. Let's see. Now there's the tanks burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the cross.
That would have been the second day?
Yeah. In the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. There's the tanks burning. Here's Walker here. And there's the tanks burning there. That's the tanks on the beach where they cross here.
Okay.
Or am I pointing the right way?
Oh, I don't know when I get in here.
Anyhow, where the new dock is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's one of them tanks still there, the crinkled
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there, that's when they saved. But the others, they had to renew.
Did they censor civilian mail? I know one of the letters we got from one of the GIs, he said that they censored army mail.
Mm-hmm.
Their letters had to be read by somebody, one of their officers.
Well, I carried censored mail one time when I was, this was in, after they bombed here, were taking the boat to Seattle. In July, because I know we were crossing the Gulf, 4th of July.
Oh. Oh.
And we stopped in Sand Point, and they had a small Navy detachment there out on the spit,
mm-hmm.
Right across from the town.
Yeah.
And they had some seaplanes there. Reconnaissance planes, I guess, and anyhow stopped there, and they asked me where we're going, and I said Seattle. Well, when are you leaving? Right now. Well, could you wait for an hour or so? I will bring you some mail to take out.
Mm.
And we're still censoring the mail, so they want to send it out.
Mm.
So that was two bags. Full of outgoing mail, and put them in a locker in the pilot house, then forgot to mail them in Seattle.
Oh, no.
And about a month later, when we were back here, here was them two sacks of mail.
Michigan. He lives in Lansing, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of that.
Yeah. Let's see. Anyhow, that's.
Is that the reservoir?
Hey,
it must be.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. That's sure. Now I got it. Yeah. Here's a lake. And then.
Must be just on the edge of the hill there.
And here is the old Navy radio station.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's the harbor down here, the mm-hmm. dock, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right down there. Then there's Mount Newhall to the side.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the smoke, you could see up on Alaska Valley
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I remember that thing.
Yeah, that was still there. Well, somebody moved it to Margaret's Bay.
This was right. They're going down.
Yeah. What was it?
That was there before the war. I don't know what it was. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Then.
Looks like a rocket.
Yeah. It was some kind of instrument thing that was. It was already You know, they didn't use it during the war, but it was put there several years before the war. It was something to do with the radio station. Yeah, here's the mast.
Oh, yes.
One of the masts there, sure. That's a little pond up there. And here's the road goes down to the dock.
Okay.
Then that's, now we got it. We got it organized.
I think these we already went through.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big fire, that tank.
It must have been.
All night long, there was one of them tanks. Maybe it's the wrinkled one. Mm-hmm. I guess the oil was boiling in there.
Yeah.
And every few minutes it flashed 100 feet in there, a big flame. You could see Priest Rock and the whole country around here. Oh yeah, here's Dutch Harbor. Well, here's Dutch Harbor before they built it. That's the way Dutch Harbor was. Yeah, there's a big warehouse. There's a small warehouse. Here's the dock.
Yeah.
Just the way it is now. Of course, been rebuilt and yeah, there's the store
with the two little peaks.
Yeah, and here's the big house,
The
company house. That was a nice building. Had bay windows in everything, and this warehouse blew up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were. I was standing behind the store here. And blew up.
Yeah.
And they stored dynamite in the back end in a big tin-lined room where they used to carry fur.
Mm.
And building caught on fire. And the Marines were taking the dynamite out from the back. And finally it got so hot that they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They had to leave, and shortly after that, the dynamite that was still in there blew up. Just tore that building all to pieces. And I was standing behind over here. And first thing I saw was a big bale of that chain fencing.
Oh yeah.
6 feet high, that chain link.
Mm-hmm.
They came in big rolls, that big,
that
high, and this thing went way up in there, and it was red hot. When it hit the ground, it flattened out like a pancake.
That must have been near the beginning of the war, if that store was still there. And
yeah, there was nothing there yet.
Now, which building still is partly over there?
The old store.
It's part of the store that's still there, huh?
Yeah, they just fixed it, took those things off, those bay windows.
Yeah.
That front is still there.
Okay.
Just the way it was.
And that's right right off the dock, just about there.
Yeah, well, right there where it shows here.
Yeah.
Over toward the, just before you get to the big Navy building there, you know, the one with a little tower on top.
Yeah.
You can't miss it, because the thing is just, of course, they added on behind and repaired this portion, but the building is still there, because they fixed it up, and I think they put the concrete floor inside and so forth, and they used it for the back end. They built on, they added on the back, made it bigger, the back. That's where they had their post office, the Navy post office. Now, where is this one? Well, that's this around here. Oh, no, those trees are...
I don't know, it's...
Alders. I guess on the mainland. Oh, yeah, these chaps here, that was survivors from that Jap submarine Natka that torpedoed seaplane tender.
Yeah. Gillis? No.
Oh, what's his name of it? They towed her in here. They didn't sink. Boy, you could see right through the middle of her, through the engine room. I don't know how she... Well, they kept her afloat. Well, she had the... bulkheads, I guess.
I think on the back here there's a it's on the back of this one, or another one, but there's a picture of a couple of the prisoners.
See this warehouse on the dock?
Yeah.
That was built, I helped build that. You know, that wasn't an army job, it was, well, we repaired the dock over there and they built that warehouse on it. Same as the warehouse was on, now this, on this dock, the main part of the cannery there that toward Margaret Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was already there
okay.
when the Panalaska bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They just added on to it. And we built that over...
Was that for the cod fishing?
No, no, it was for the AC company.
Oh, okay.
See, they had just rebuilt that dock. It was new, and Coast Guard was coming in to tie up to it. This was, in the early 30s. Yeah, they built that whole dock new then. Same as this one down here, the Alaska dock. And... this Coast Guard was coming in, and when they should have went full speed astern, some mistake in the bells down engine room, they went full speed ahead and went all right halfway through the dock.
Yeah.
So that was, then they got pile driver man Manson from Seattle. The big pile, it is still in existence down there. The pile driver man.
Yeah.
He was an old man, 80 years old or more. And his boys were running the outfit, and they sent him up here to do this job to get rid of him.
They sent the old man up
here? Yeah. Well, he was supposed to retire, you know. And he refused to retire. Well, he was real active. And... so they send him over to Norway on a vacation to get rid of him. Well, he was bothering them in the office all the time, bossing them. Anyhow, when he came back from his vacation in Norway, they had this job, and, you can do that. So they send him up here, and he hired gang here. And I was in among the gang, and we fixed the dock there. Then they built that warehouse on the dock, too. Then we built the ways right across the channel here.
Yeah.
For the Coast Survey. Hmm. They were surveying this area mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. So they had two small boats to mm-hmm. doing harbor surveying bays, and they want to haul them up here. So he got job to build mm-hmm. them ways.
The survey people, they also had some of them had their families up here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. yeah this survey, this, and this old man, yeah, you know, he knew his business too well. That was his trade. Mm-hmm. In fact, he started the pile drive in Seattle mm-hmm. when he was a young man with a hand outfit.
Yeah.
You know, and they're big. They drove the Seattle waterfront.
Yeah, man.
You know, when they renewed it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all piling, and then they laid concrete on top of it.
Hudson, I have an assignment.
Yes?
I have to make some things for the...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Well, then you have to come to class.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I have an assignment for that. For the... You know, what do you call it?
Student council?
Yeah.
And what do they want you to do?
You have to get it painted down before tomorrow, I guess. Anderson.
Who's going to work with you?
Yes, Jason is, I think.
Okay.
He's on school council.
I see. All right, fine. You may work on that if you want to.
Do you have anything you want me to do?
No, if you have time, come on back in, okay? All right.
Yeah, this must be on ADAC.
On ADAC, yeah. They show Andrianoff, they show like, yeah, they'd have Atka, Tanaga, the ADAC in there too, huh?
Yeah. Where's Andrianoff?
Well, I think where the circle is.
Oh,
where
yeah.
The circle is.
Mm-hmm.
I took your chairs back down there.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
You'll be down this all
right.
week?
I don't know for sure. Oh, you say yes, huh? Okay.
No, I won't. I'll go get a chair for you. Save me a seat next to you. Go get me a chair.
Hey, what?
That's
what?
A neat old chair.
I
know it. Yeah. Yeah. We need some windows to open.
I'm just going to be quiet today.
Barely. Oh, no.
Yeah, here's where Carl's Commercial Hardware is now, right there.
I saw two pictures. Well,
mm-hmm.
what's the other one? Oh, I can't remember. But it, what was that? I don't, these windows here, these,
Yeah.
They were added later, right?
Those.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Because they weren't in an earlier photograph.
No, it was sticking out.
Yeah, there. Display window
yeah.
kinds of things.
Yeah, they were added on
yeah.
later.
How many cannons do you remember being down
well,
there?
This was,
All right.
was the last of the cannons, three.
Three there.
That were left there. That
yeah.
they, there was a dozen or so.
There
was one there, a big brass one that was all carved, you know, the
yeah.
Russian
yeah.
double eagle on it. I don't know what's
mm-hmm.
become of that.
What?
I don't think anybody's really sure what happened to any of them.
Yeah, well, these last three, the remnants, they sent to Juneau, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There was two or three.
Yeah.
These are the ones I think they were. What was there? Yeah.
Wait here, you sit right there and keep
me
quiet. Or do you?
We're just looking at some of these scrapbook
yeah.
pages that
well, there's a,
Gilbert sent.
There's a building that
that's still there.
That is rebuilt, but there was the big house here.
Yeah, with the...
the Navy
uh-huh.
building.
With that lookout tower on it.
Yeah.
So this is the old Northern
right
Commercial
there.
Company store.
Right, right in that detention
mm-hmm.
Nobody knew where we were at.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll find their way here.
We've been here for 2 days.
And that gets there is the old President Fillmore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they came in
just the day before the bombing?
A day or two before the bombing.
Yeah.
Had 1,500 new troops on.
Huh.
And they went out over anchored way out there.
After the first day? Or during it?
I don't know just when, because I went to McCushion, you know,
yeah, right.
to get them fish boats. And anyhow, that must be her out there.
Yeah.
President Fillmore.
Hmm. Hmm.
Loaded with ammunition and stuff, and 1,500 troops.
Yeah.
And a few days later, I took 150 of them troops to Hyder Point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and, you know, they were there only one day when the Japs did it for him.
Hmm.
Then they asked me, they said, gee, how often does this happen? I think it was next day I took them to Hyder Point. Oh, I said, it happens almost every day.
Huh. Huh. Those of you over at Dutch Harbor, or you know that building with that tower on it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the one next to it, right off the dock. Here is the only building over there that's before the war. It was the Northern Commercial Company store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one right there.
You know what it has common?
Northern,
right?
Yeah. Northern Commercial Company store.
Yeah.
Just
it was, of course, they fixed it, you know, remodeled it, but they kept the main building.
Yeah.
Added on the back.
And that was
well,
built
here it is right
during
here
the...
Again.
That's the same picture, I think. Yeah,
well,
with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a similar one. It's a
mm-hmm.
different... without bombing in it. No. Oh, no, sure. Help yourself. Northern Commercial Company built up for when they had the Pribilof Island contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the... what was the name of that company? And the charter, the...
North American Commercial?
Yeah, North American Commercial. But, let's see, that was old. You know, that was built way back, I suppose, in the 1880s or 18, somewhere back there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That used to be... all the whalers going up north used to stop in there.
To get coal?
Take top off their coal bin and
sure.
They also stored a lot of their gear there
okay.
on their way back.
You mentioned yesterday, I think, I don't know if it was when the kids were here or not. Are you working with Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't have any in here. I mean, they're too hard to get. I don't have Pat in this class.
What are they making?
I don't know. It's something for student council.
Yeah.
Oh, Linda, I know what you're asking. I don't have Pat's.
Where'd they go?
He had them. I never took them from him. I threatened to take them if he took them out again, yeah. He's got them, as far as I know. How long were Sims Drake out here? They weren't here for the whole war, were they?
Yeah, I believe they were.
They were, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had... the harbor already built, you know, when the Japs bombed.
Yeah.
That was just the way it was all built.
Mm.
Except that little place on right across the channel, that CB's, that was CBville, when the CB's came here. No, all the rest on that other side was already built.
Bob Hope and going to Kiska, see, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hope Kiska, yeah.
On the mainland somewhere. See all that stuff on the hill?
Yeah, it's confusing because it says it's Andrianov Islands, but it sure looks like trees.
Well, it's alders.
Uh-huh.
Probably that was down, that could have been down, Bay that has alders and Sand Point has alders and anyhow that looks like small trees which the alder is.
Yeah.
Small, very thick.
Well, some of the photos just say somewhere in Alaska.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I suppose the censorship. Then have you been down the Alcan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Although I think this guy also sent some photographs. What does the article say? I didn't read it.
Anchorage, although all his guns except one cannon jammed, camp with the rest of the T-Rex attacked two Japanese heroes, fight a hand and capture a canoe.
Says he did it. I don't know what he meant.
Who's Keith Gilbert?
Somebody in Michigan who, Yeah, he wrote a long account about the bombing here. He was here
was
for
he
that.
He was here?
Yeah.
Who was he?
Well, he was a GI. I guess there was a lot of them here.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what outfit he was with. John, do you remember what he said in his letter?
Very cool or what? Yeah, he was a gun post. He had a gun post up on Churchill Hill, and up on Valley.
Is he the one who re-enlisted a couple times? Or extended his stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost got shot, too.
Yeah, he was probably, was he a Marine? See, the Marines were the first ones to come here with the four pieces of artillery.
And he might have been because they came in on a boat and they weren't loading it well. That
yeah.
That's me's attack night.
Oh,
that time.
No, well, he
yeah.
came on that boat,
yeah.
The President Fillmore, I think. They came here day before the Japs arrived here.
My Bloomington.
Yeah. Yeah, they were loaded with guns, ammunition, and 1,500 troops.
Yeah. Oh, is this town?
And I was running the outpost tender then, and next day I took 150 of them over to Eider Point, and they asked me how often this happened, and I told them, every day. Yeah, they got here a day before the Japs bombed here. President Fillmore, a big passenger ship that they were using for transport.
There's a couple of some of these are just other places, but these are maybe from around here.
There's a Mucknack.
Is that the boat? Oh yeah.
No, that's a Dutch Harbor. Boat.
Yeah, I ran across a mention of it in the diary from this guy.
Yeah, the Mucknack.
That's it, huh? Oh.
Now the AC on this side, they had a steam launch called the Vladimir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know how long they had it. Then about 1904 or somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right shortly after 1900, the Dutch Harbor Company got this Mucknack, gas engine.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, where's what's this land here?
I don't know, but it's almost like
well, here's
one of those islands out at the end of Captain's Bay.
Yeah, here's the hole in the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
That they wrecked.
Yeah, I can't believe they blew it up.
So they could have built that road right through there,
because
that was big, but they blew the whole thing off.
Those of you who are go over to Dutch, this neat place is gone now.
Well, that's if you went over to Roof's Bay through the channel there, this was on the end of Mucknack Island. This that's why they used to call that the hole in the wall. You know, when you went through what they call it now, Devilfish Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Well, we used to call that hole in the wall on account of this arch through
across
the cliff.
The Devilfish Point on a Mucknack.
Yeah, it's on this side. And
that camp is out there, right?
No, it's on the Mucknack Island.
Oh.
This. And then right across is the camp on Alaska Island. And this big arch there, well, when they built a road there, instead of running the road through that arch, which they could have done, they just blasted the whole thing off.
Huh.
Well, there's the other side, see? Mm-hmm. The Alaska side over here, where that camp is, you know, that, what they call it now, Gordievs. Camp right in that little cove.
Sure. I know Anfisa had it for a while.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Vince has it now.
Yeah, this is the old one. You know that boat, it was here during the war, and after the war, it was in the creek down here, and somebody bought it and took it away from here.
Hmm.
It was still a good boat, nice hull, you know.
Huh.
What is this?
It's a little, like a ferry boat they had, they used.
Yeah, that was, came up here about 1904 or 6.
That is right.
And it belonged to the Dutch Harbor Company, the outfit that had their store and everything at Dutch Harbor, where the dock is. I guess it's the old Cordova or Lackinaw or whatever.
Where would that be? Can you recognize it?
Is that this is gone now?
Yeah.
Now, where is this cylinder? Let's see.
I don't know. I looked at that and I couldn't figure it out. It's,
I think this is the harbor, the back end. From the back. Where is it?
That's the only thing I could think of, but then. That looks like a cement. Let me have that one back so I can show it to Henry. And
this
not
is
it out of
this is some kind of building with a sod roof.
Yeah.
See the timbers sticking out there? I thought it was a hill, but it's
it's like one of those foxholes or. This is the one with all the trees, and she says, Unalaska, 1944.
That was, Kodiak?
I don't know where it is. But it's,
1944.
When did they build that water tower over on Dutch?
Those,
That big, this one.
That's during,
this one.
Oh, during the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hooked up to the main pipeline. Mm. See, there's the one right over here,
mm-hmm.
and then another one where the oil tanks are.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson.
That was part of the building program.
Where was the hole in the wall at over on deck?
You know, when you're going around, you know, Little South America? That's what they were. You know where the Unicy Mall is now on the road there? Okay, you go, it's on the other side and then heading on around.
Nice, there's
down near the end. No. If you were to walk all around that end of Dutch Harbor, of Mackinac
I think
Island,
they destroyed it.
You'd see this real rocky area.
They destroyed it.
Military when they built the road, I guess.
Yeah, they. That arch there was. They could have built the road right through it. It was big, wide enough for a road. That's why we used to call that end of the island the hole in the wall, from that hole there.
Did you call that Little South America? Or
no,
not?
That
just
was
recently they call it.
Yeah.
Here's a, says it's a 210 CA. Probably need the magnifying glass for that one. Some kind of a gun.
Mm-hmm. It's Herber. BTAKB 210 caliber. Oh yeah, here's there must be the bay here.
Okay.
On the other side, see? Land over there.
Over on the other side of Captain's Bay?
No, over Dutch.
Oh.
Over toward the dump.
Oh, okay.
And I think this is right there where you come down from the pond.
Mm-hmm.
At, that looks that terrain there, that hill there, where the oil tanks are now up here.
Those are the ones you saw. Let me put this one in here. So I have to give these back to the people that sent them.
Well, the place changed a lot since. Since the time you've been here. Has it changed over the years?
Oh, yeah. Changed plenty. Yeah, I think this is the back end of the Dutch Harbor. Isn't that the big wooden tank there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wooden tank.
So this back end of, see, the Dutch Harbor is mostly here now.
Mm-hmm.
And this that row of buildings.
Yeah.
Cottages. This one was, let's see, one of these was a saloon.
Oh, yeah?
From way back.
Mm.
And then there's the row of cottages there. Then there was that big oil tank over there. And here was another cottage. And here was that big warehouse right here.
Uh-huh.
Down here,
okay.
That, where the dynamite blew up. And this herring fisherman lived in here.
Mm.
He got the whole end of his house blown away when that dynamite took off. Yeah, this is one right across here, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
And Margaret Bay is in here. I guess. Where is it? Let's see. This is some kind of dock. No, I guess this is the one up where the oil tanks is. Hmm? The one at the oil tanks.
No, I think these are those warehouses that were along by where East Point is now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Margaret Bay is in here then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You go in here. The sub base. Yeah, yeah, that's where the road goes through there.
Mm-hmm.
And over here was a dock, that's where the Russian submarines tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Right there where that, not the East Point, but ahead the East Point, further in there.
Yeah.
Let's see, who is that tied up there now?
What boat is right in front of the East Point?
That,
East Point, right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the floater there. The let's see, what's the name of that outfit now? Anyhow, that's where the there was a dock there. That's where the Russian submarines that was their place during the war. That's the next to the East Point. You know where the East Point is?
Oh, Whitney.
Whitney, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's where the dock was.
Did you ever find any mummies in all your travels to the different different islands?
No, lots of bones. There's one island there, and Chitka, close to West Unalga. That's there must have been a horrible bunch of Aleuts lived on there. That one place there is just nothing but bones, human bones, and that they used to bury their dead up on this hill, and it was steep there, and I guess wore away the edge and the bones all was down here. And there was lots of it.
What island is this?
West Unalga. It's about 80 miles this side of Anchitka. Well, all those, there's about five islands there, and there must have been a lot of people lived on them islands sometime, because all of them are, everywhere you go, you find both human bones.
Which island did you find those skeletons with all the beads?
Oh, that was West Unalga.
You said he was, putting sod around the cabin you built?
Yeah, built a small cabin. And then right there was, right under the sod was the three skeletons, and the middle-sized one had, a gallon of beads in among the ribs. And a lot of them were homemade beads.
Yeah.
They weren't round, they were kind of all different shapes with a hole bored through. In the same place, I dug a big hole there, and about 6-8 feet down, I found this. There was bones all the way down, and in the bottom of this hole, the bones were so old that you couldn't. They'd fall apart if you touched them.
Yeah. Huh.
And down that area, I found an ivory disc. It had a Chinese character carved on it.
And it's always been, rumored that Chinese and Japanese people would get washed off course, kind of thing, or blown off course and land here. But I think the only records that have been found have been within the last couple hundred years. In digs. I know at Volcano Bay people have found Chinese coins.
Yeah.
Occasionally, but that wouldn't have been so old. Because it wouldn't have been down very far.
Well, the coin I had from Volcano Bay was I think it was 1760 or something like that.
The Russian coin.
Yeah, a Russian coin.
Yeah.
It had the Russian double eagle on and the Tsar or whoever, the king's picture on the other side.
Yeah. Why did you have a Chinese coin on this island? Russians brought it
there? Well, I guess one of the problems with Chinese coins is that you can't date them exactly.
Yeah.
They fall into big periods of time.
And so
the coins that have been found could have been brought by Chinese workers that came in the 1880s. Jason, is that his name? Del's son?
Oh, yeah, Jason.
He found a bottle up the valley, and they're not sure where he found it, but along the river, along the creek, somewhere past the lake, and it's very thick, hand-blown glass, and it comes down to a point, like so, and then the handle comes up. It's a neat bottle.
Yeah.
And, Little John thought it was, he'd seen some like that around Kodiak, that Chinese people had brought medicine in.
Yeah.
That they'd use, they could use the point of the bottle like for grinding, you know, like a mortar and pestle thing.
Yeah, this, well, maybe carried his opium in there.
Yeah, could have been.
You know, when they had Chinese, say up in the canneries, they used to bring a big horde of Chinese, and they came up early and made cans. You know, they brought the tin with them, and they had the can factories. And those Chinese were like slaves. See, they worked 20 hours a day making cans.
Yeah. And they brought opium with them?
They must have, because, let's see, when I was up Bristol Bay, they were still just about tail end of the can making. But the cannery I went to that year, they still had the Chinese can makers. Mm. And they had bunkhouse with a lot of windows in. And the bunks, each bunk had a window, two-story bunkhouses. And they had these Chinese, they could get in their bunk and close it. So they were in a little room by themselves, little window that big here.
Hmm.
And they lay there and smoke their opium, I guess. I don't know what they did with those bunkhouses. Then they used to take pigs, a lot of pigs up with them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they use there's a lot of pork used in their,
yeah,
in their recipes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know when that, I think it was one of the last sailing ships,
mm-hmm,
that went to Bristol Bay. That was in 1928. The Star of Falkland,
mm,
and they had a deckload of pigs.
Mm. Is that the one that wrecked on Akoon Island?
Yeah, yeah. I went over there several days. You know, I was going to get me a boatload of pigs, but the Coast Guard been there and killed all the pigs and dumped them overboard. Yeah, the Coast Survey took the Chinamen off there, and also fishermen and the crew. Lighthouse Tender was, the Lighthouse Tender was at Scotch Cap,
okay,
and they went over there and took everybody off. Then the Coast Guard then came and went there and killed all the pigs. Then Huey McGlashan went there and got all the ship stores.
Yeah.
Then I came along with my boat. I got a lot of stuff off of there too. And anyhow, I was going to take a bunch of pigs. But the pigs were all gone to deck. This ship went on stern first. I guess when they got under this cliff, the puff of wind must have came this way and pushed them ashore, because the stern was way up and the bow was down.
Yeah, yeah. Huey McGlashan was Steve's father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had a boat there, and he got all the ship stores out the stern, and all the lifeboats. They had a bunch of fish boats aboard, old ones, you know, they were using for lifeboats. And he loaded everything in there and then towed them over.
To Akatan.
Yeah. Yeah, I made two or three trips there. I got a whole bunch of gasoline, for one thing.
Mm.
I opened up the hatch, you know, and there was lumber on top. but she was full. She was fully loaded. And I dug down through the lumber and I found a place where there was about 10,000 gallons of gasoline.
Wow.
It was for the Bureau of Fisheries, Bristol Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 5-gallon cans and boxes, two cans in a box, so I had a lot of gasoline. I had a gas engine in the boat, too. And then I dug down through the all this lumber with a long pole with a hook on the end. And I dug up a lot of groceries and this and that, flour and canned goods and what all was under this lumber. And see, I got a pretty good load of odds and ends. And I was leaving the boat, leaving the ship, and here come Huey McGlashan with his boat, the Frederick A. And so I left there, and he went there and looked down, and he got 2 barrels of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I had loosened up down there, but they hadn't come up yet.
Mm.
So, you know, when I left, and then he was tying up alongside the ship, and he went and looked down there, and here was 2 barrels there, 10-gallon kegs of whiskey.
Henry, would you mind telling the kids this story you mentioned yesterday about the bees?
Oh yeah, the drunken bees.
Yeah, that's a neat story.
Yeah, there was. Let's see, what year was that? Let's see, there was. Gee, it was after the war.
After the war.
Not too long after the war.
Okay.
Maybe say about 46, 47, somewhere in there. There was millions, maybe billions of bumblebees showed up here. All over. Not just here, but over in Roofs Bay and all over.
How come?
I don't know. Of course, there was bumblebees here all the time, but that year they were thick. There was millions of them, and there was also a big berry crop that year. Salmon berry bushes that were old and, you know, didn't have berries anymore were loaded that year, just from the bumblebees. So toward the end of the berry season, I went up toward Captain's Bay, and on that side, you know where Nick Peterson's camp was? On that side, there's a big berry patch there, and on one end was steep there, a lot of berries there, but nobody picked them, so they got old, you know, and sunshine on them, and the juice turned to wine. You know, they were not fit to eat; they were real bitter. But anyhow, there was 2 women picking berries there. There was old lady Hope and Helen Merkulyov, Leontis' mother. They were picking berries there, and I'd landed there, and they said, gee, the bumblebees are acting funny here, diving into the ground and this and that. I started to pick some berries too, and here they were. They were flying upside down, and they'd be buzzing around, going in circles, and doing stunts. And when they tried to fly upside down, you know, they'd fly into the ground instead of going up and kill themselves. Well, the ground was covered with drunken bumblebees. I didn't know they were drunk until I wondered what. Finally, here was a bumblebee, a sober one, you know, that wasn't drunk yet. Just arrived at the saloon, and he lit on a berry right in front of me. So I thought, gee, I'm going to watch that bumblebee. And that bumblebee sat on that old berry and drank wine for about 5 minutes. And then he took off, and boy, he was drunk. He circled around, made a lot of racket, flew upside down, drove into the ground. And the air was just full of drunken bumblebees. Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on.
That was that year when there was all these bumblebees. Mm-hmm. That's why there were so many berries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that patch of berries, bushes across from the church, across the creek. You know, those are old bushes, and there's not very many berries on them. That year, those bushes were loaded just from the bumblebees, you know, they scattered this pollen or whatever from the blossoms.
Does anybody know anything about those bees, the bumblebees that we have around here? They must hibernate, huh? In the ground?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any spot in the ground where they go, but they must.
Yeah, that's what they say, they hibernate in the ground. And but here there's some years there's quite a few, but that year there was millions, maybe billions. They were everywhere. Yeah. Over Roof's Bay, Captain's Bay, everywhere where there was berry bushes, there was the bees. Yeah. When I first saw the big bunch, you know, they were buzzing. I had my dory across the creek, you know, because there were dory thieves here then, you know, that would grab your boat. And so I kept it across the creek, and I was going down the road. I was just about where the corporation building is. I heard them buzzing. I heard this buzzing sound from way up there. And there they were, the bushes were loaded with bumblebees across there. And then I went here and there, and everywhere I went was bumblebees. Mm. Up Captain's Bay and over Roof's Bay, Eider Point, Bog Island, the whole place was. Muckneck Island, there must have been billions of them. They must have either had a good breeding or else they came from somewhere else. They were all over. The Beaver Inlet. Everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one bunch of bees. There was everywhere there was loaded with bees and also loaded with berries that
berries,
year.
Yeah. It's warm in here, right? Yeah. I'll let you go if you can be quiet, okay? And then I'll see you tomorrow. The bell's about to ring. The bell's about to ring.
Yeah.
47. Yeah, I don't know where those bees go.
Well, there was.
I'm curious.
I don't know.
Everybody's supposed to take the chair.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
When I had the fox pens over in Morris Cove, I dug a lot of holes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was one place the hole I dug about deep as this table.
Yeah.
And there was a cluster of, I guess there were eggs down there. They were blue and cluster eggs.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know whether they couldn't have been, bumblebees don't have eggs. How
spiders?
Does a bee?
I don't know how a bee.
Let's see, the queen bee. You're sure the queen bee lays eggs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or does she?
For honeybees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the bumblebee
must be the same.
Yeah. They lay eggs.
Yeah, and takes care of them somehow.
Yeah.
Feeds them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's true. Somebody told me they found a bee's nest underground up here one time, and it had honey in even.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But anyhow, these eggs, they were all in a bunch about that big, and I think they were blue color.
Uh-huh.
And they were about, it was in a cluster, and they were about big as, they looked like like salmon eggs, you know.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But they were not that size, about half that size.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Huh.
About half the size of a humpy egg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've seen these.
And this was underground.
Underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd
have to go quite a ways if they were going to survive.
Yeah.
The winter.
But the bee wouldn't have eggs that big. These were kind of big.
Mm. And they weren't spider eggs.
I don't know what to.
The spider egg is usually a ball, and then inside of it there are a whole bunch of little eggs.
Yeah. Well, this was in a bunch like a ball, and that is, it wasn't a long.
Uh-huh.
It was just a bunch about that big round.
Yeah.
But it maybe they were in a little sack. I don't know.
Mm. I've seen these snails. They always surprise me. Up on the hills?
Yeah.
These little land snails, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually I only find their shells, ones that have been discarded.
Well, these snails that they eat, are those, there's a sea snail?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I've never had them.
Yeah. Well, I once in a while digging clams, you run onto a snail about that big,
yeah.
Round snail.
Mm-hmm.
It looked real nice. It looked exactly like the ones I see.
Yeah.
I never ate a snail, but let's see. When I was fishing in Bristol Bay, I was in the Italian bunkhouse one night, and they had a whole mess of snails that they brought up with them.
Oh.
They were frozen, I guess, and they had them spread out on the table.
Mm.
They were thawing them out.
Yeah.
They were going to have a midnight lunch of snails.
Huh.
They invited me to, but then I don't know. I didn't like the idea of eating snails,
mm-hmm.
but of course, whenever they talk about eating snails, I think about them. Land snails that you see crawling and leaving
those slugs.
A trail of
of
goop,
uh-huh.
behind them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see, what do French have them in the restaurant?
Yeah, escargot.
Escargot, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess once in a while, somebody goes in a French restaurant and thinks, well, I'm going to have some escargot. That sounds like it's good to
eat
snails.
I think they cook them and then they stuff them back in the shell.
Is that the way they do it?
I think
yeah.
so. I know I've seen them in grocery stores
mm-hmm.
where they've taken the snail out of the shell and canned it. And you buy a can of canned snail, and then there's a plastic can of empty shells
mm-hmm.
beside it, and I guess you're supposed to stuff the snail back in the shell and serve it that way.
Yeah. But these that these Italians had in Bristol Bay, they were frozen right in the shell.
Mm-hmm.
They were thawing them out to, I guess
they cooked
were,
them first, they must. Maybe after they thaw them or before they freeze them.
Well, they were going to cook these.
Okay.
After they thawed them out.
Mm.
They had them spread out on the big table there,
mm-hmm.
thawing them out.
Mm.
I guess, anyhow, they invited me to come and have snails, but I don't know, I wandered off and went somewhere else that evening, I guess. Anyhow, I missed out on the snail feed.
I suppose it's like bidarkies or sea eggs or a lot of things.
Oh, they must be good.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that you dig out with a clam.
Henry Swanson, February 27th, 1981.
And then he sent along some photos.
Was the white shed an outhouse?
Okay, that's on this picture here.
Oh. Let's see.
I think it's this little white building right here.
Yeah.
And that's the dock, isn't it? Looking across over towards the Naknak Island.
Yeah. This is that's the old dock. See, the new dock is they built it around the old dock.
Oh.
See, this, most of this dock is filled now.
With the build, oh, actual fill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, here's where the powerhouse is now.
Okay, where that building number two is.
Where they got their power plant.
Yeah.
See, the water came right up to it. There's a road here now.
Mm-hmm.
And all this in here is filled now.
Mm.
Most of this. Oh, way out to here,
yeah.
It's filled. Now this little white house, now that was a scale house there. Oh, wait now, let's see. Where they weighed the coal.
Which one is the scale house? The one?
Yep, little house there.
The little house just to the left of the white house.
Yeah. Well, that's on the dock.
Uh-huh.
See the when they delivered coal to ships from the coal yard, which is back here.
Uh-huh.
And with the big two-wheel carts,
mm-hmm.
they run it through the scale house there.
Oh, and ran the carts right through and weighed it that way.
Yeah, this was big scale, you know, that run the carts were gone. But this little...
Who hauled the coal up to the ramp? He asked whether the Alaska Commercial Company
Employees did it, or if natives.
Natives were hired.
Yeah. Was the white shed an outhouse? Now that white shed, I don't really remember that. That was probably some kind of portable thing. Now this old scow, that was there.
The one in front, uh-huh.
See this, it's sunken.
Uh-huh.
That was a barge.
Huh.
That lay there for years, and well, that's all filled in here now.
Mm-hmm.
It was sunken full of sand. They probably brought it up here loaded and put it there and left it there. And I wonder if this is the Vladimir.
Number four?
Wait, no, here is
number
one.
Well, number one is that white shed.
Yeah.
And the building next to it would be this big one here.
Yeah, that was one of the warehouses.
Number two.
What was next building used for? Yeah, that was a warehouse. That's where the powerhouse is now.
Uh-huh.
And,
what, just for storing, anything?
Well, there was a whole bunch of warehouses all the way up.
Yeah, right.
And this was the first one there.
And let's see, number two, yeah, pretty cool ship. Yeah, they unloaded here. And oh yeah, here is the, see the ramp here?
Mm-hmm.
That went to the coal yard.
Oh yeah.
See?
That coming up there, yeah.
Cars ran on that, dump cars. And here is a hopper.
Oh yeah, see, right down at the end.
See, there's two hoppers there. And they put these hoppers right alongside the ship. And they'd unload, dump it in the hopper. And then the cars would load from the hopper. And a donkey engine pulled it up to the coal pile.
Hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, the natives, you know, they use a yardarm for a cargo boom, a big wooden tub for the coal, and they hoisted it out the hold with a steam boiler, donkey engine they had aboard, and they'd dump it in the hopper. And then the cars would come down here and go in front of the hopper, and of course they had hoppers, there's two of them there. See, they're like a funnel on top, and they'd hoist the coal out the hold and to the end of the yard arm and then dump it in that hopper. Then the donkey boiler pulled it up there and opened the sides and dumped it on the coal. The coal pile was, let's see, was right there where the old hangar is.
Okay.
That's where the coal pile was. And it was high there, you know, and they dumped it. Well, there'd be a man up there and he'd pull a lever and the sides of these coal cars would open up. The bottom of the coal car was like this.
Yeah, okay, so everything
so
came out.
Both, everything
peaked
came out.
At the bottom.
Both sides, yeah. Now this looks like the Vladimir, the steam launch they had here. But then it didn't have that much house on.
What would the launch have been used for?
It belonged to company. Or it belonged to, I don't know, it probably belonged to agent here, Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I see he's mentioned in that book, too.
Of the one by Dorothy Jones?
Yeah.
Ah.
That he was probably up at Pribilof's at that time. Well, there's Gray, Proctor, Redpath, and Alice that I knew before 1910. That Gray ran the AC company here. And
was it N.C. Gray? I'm trying to remember his initials.
His first name, Nick.
Nick.
Nicholas Gray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see now, what, three, when they called you, yeah, we got that. Yeah, they hired natives. Well, they had to, that's all they had. And they shoveled the coal into this big bucket down the hold. That's what they did. They loaded it by hand. And it used to take them a couple of weeks to unload the ship.
Man.
Let's see, what's the, what was the small launch used for? Yeah, that was that steam launch. Looks like it anyhow, except for the house. Well, they probably remodeled it later on. Or that was the Vladimir. It always, as far as I know, belonged to Gray. But I guess it was
would it have been used like to go back?
Well, they would tow the ship in with it. You know, it wasn't very powerful, but let's see. Well, they used it to get around in the bay with. What was more, yeah. A sunken sailing ship lay in the vicinity of the dock. Does he know her name? Well, out here was Fearless, a whaler from up north.
Yeah.
Laid here way about halfway between here and Expedition Island.
Yeah.
Well, straight out from the mouth of the creek.
Okay.
And lay there for years and finally sunk.
Huh.
Then later on the Coast Guard blew it up.
Mm. Just to get rid of it?
Yeah. The mast stuck out, the top of the mast. It was three-masted sailing ship with steam engine in them. Mm. Old whalers. And
why was it tied up here?
I think it was probably guy, he was just a young fellow then, Pedersen, my stepfather.
Mm.
He was on that.
Oh, yeah?
That's how he came here.
Ah.
And I guess they left him here.
Mm.
And that belonged to a whaling man by the name of McKenna. Ah. And she probably was in the ice up there and got damaged.
Mm.
Anyhow, they left her here, and that's where they never touched her after that.
Mm.
I guess that's the one. A sunken sailing ship lay in the vicinity of the dock. Does he know her name? Yeah, that must have been the one. Because that's the only one, that sailing ship that what's the next
one? The next one is on this other picture here.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to know what was the purpose of the fort?
The fort.
Well, this thing here, you've talked about that before.
Let's see, this would be...
It's down there, it must be down where the BIA hospital was built later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one with the steeple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what that was. Let's see now, here was... Well, it's all these buildings ain't here anymore. Let's see now. What's this? Oh, there's the AC Company building.
Okay.
The one that's where the hardware store is now.
Oh, yeah.
The okay. one that had laundry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the top of the roof. And,
it's hard to see.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a piece of Russian schools then?
I don't know. I don't think so. Right, I think it would be...
Well, anyhow, this... Yeah. I don't know what this was. It wasn't no fort. It's what did he... What the small... What was the purpose of the fort?
And then the next one is, what was its use when you were a boy?
When that would be this, huh?
Yeah.
It had a high fence around it. Maybe that's what made... Oh! Yeah. It had a high fence around it. And it had a sharp steeple. It must have been that.
Here's a magnifying glass. I don't know if that
yeah.
helps any.
I always thought it was an old church. Well, there's a sailing vessel anchored out there. That wasn't the one that was sunken, though. Take a look at these buildings here.
Yeah.
Gee, this is an awful old picture, you know.
Says he got them from the University of Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's a high fence that was around this building. Made it look like a fort.
Hmm.
And, well, when I was a kid, it was used for chicken house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And pigeons. They raised pigeons, too, up in the steeple there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was awful old then, so what it was originally, I wouldn't know.
Who kept the pigeons?
It was AC Company. And the pigeons, they nested up in that steeple.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been a church originally.
Mm.
You know, it was...
There's no record of a church being down that far.
No, but then what was the steeple?
Yeah, yeah.
And it could have been...
How big was it? It couldn't have been used to store grain in.
No.
When they...
It's... well, let's see, see that chute going down toward the creek from it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That, they kept pigs in there too one time.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that building was awful old when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So what it was originally, I wouldn't know. And it was a kind of out of line from the other buildings.
Hmm.
You know, it was built like a Russian church would be built. North, south, east, and west.
Yeah. Huh.
And, you know, that's the way it was built.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And it was there till, let's see, it was still there in 1920. Then, you know, when I was a kid, they had chickens and pigeons, and later on when they tore it down, they further down, they had just about, let's see, because that whole area down there was all full of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They had a carpenter shop with a blacksmith shop attached.
Huh.
And they made nests for the pigeons upstairs in the carpenter shop.
Uh-huh.
That was the end of the pigeons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they disappeared after that. But up till that time, they had pigeons. They had young ones too in that tower. Hmm. But that was an awful old building. It was way older than all the
AC buildings.
AC buildings. See, when the AC buildings were new, this one was old.
Mm. Mm.
It could have been, it wasn't very big. What makes it look big here is that fence around it.
Yeah.
I guess that's a fence.
It looks like there are, like it's a log fence, I mean, or anyway, upright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boards going up.
Yeah, and you could see braces on the outside. But that might have been a Russian building.
Hmm.
But it was way older than the AC buildings. There's all bunch of buildings back there. Well, there was. No, the bishop's house would be here more.
Yeah, further up the creek.
Yeah.
Here.
This Was one of the AC company buildings, I think.
The second peak?
Yeah. Now my... Oh, see that?
Uh-huh.
That was my grandfather's.
Right in the corner.
Right next to the... This way from the...
AC
building? AC building, uh-huh. That where they had the laundry.
Adolf Rankin?
Yeah. That's right where the... Where that little building is, that raggedy building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they had used for post office for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there. That was his lot, right there. Mm. And that's the top of his house peeking up right there.
Do you know if he had that house while he was still down in Chernovsky? Or?
I guess he did, because as far as I know, he had that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's one more under here.
Yeah, what's the next one? What is used to purpose of the... Maybe that was a fort. It could have been. You know? But when I was a boy, it was used for chicken house. And it had a board fence, a high board fence around it.
Uh-huh.
You know, high as the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. A gate then getting into it, I suppose,
yeah.
So you could
mm-hmm.
lock whatever you had in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of buildings here. This one right this way from my grandfather's house, that was one of the AC company buildings.
Mm.
Oh yeah, there's the old bridge too.
Oh mm. yeah. Why did they have a bridge going across? There.
Well, the AC company had it, I guess, or maybe the Russians.
Or maybe
it.
That's where the water came down, came across there too?
Well, it was a bridge to go across, and it was built on these things there it sits on.
Uh-huh.
It was built out of logs,
oh.
You know, full of rocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Log house filled with rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the bridge was built for on. And, let's see, is that house across the creek there in this picture? No, that's a little snow patch. Well, what they had it there for, they... Oh, yeah, way up here.
On the side of the hill?
Was a, is a old water tank underground.
Mm.
It's still there, I guess.
Mm.
Maybe it was the Russians.
Oh.
It's straight up from... now, the AC company, when I was a kid, had this two big tanks here.
Right on the...
And you see where that
mm-hmm.
see where that engine is across the creek?
Yeah,
down there?
Right at the mouth of the creek, sort of?
That, yeah,
yeah.
That's the engine they pumped water up to tanks.
Ah.
That was their pump.
Hmm.
That's an awful old engine.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
How deep was the creek at this time?
Well, it was shallow all the way down. And, well, right where the road is now,
mm-hmm.
is, that was a creek bank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The creek was wide and shallow.
And that's the way most of the streams are coming out of lakes around here.
Yeah. Well, you could see, when they dredged the creek, of course, a lot of it has slid back now, when they built the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the road was, well, there at the church, where the church fence is by the road.
Yeah.
That was the top of the creek bank.
Mm.
And right where the road is now was creek.
Okay.
It was wide there.
Mm.
And you could wade across there where the deep hole is.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that road was from the church there to the dock was all filled. And that place there, mouth of the creek, where the road, they've got land on the outside, the road down mouth of the creek, that was all creek.
Mm.
That's filled too.
Mm. You might be interested in this other picture because it's got the glory of the seas.
Oh yeah.
Down at the down at the dock. This says it's October 1910.
This one, yeah. This is a newer picture.
Yeah.
Let's see now. What ship was that?
That first one says it's the Thetis.
Oh,
the revenue cutter Thetis.
Which, this one?
Well, I don't know. This one probably, the master.
Oh, this is the revenue cutter Thetis. Yeah. Yeah, that's the revenue cutter Thetis. Same sister ship to the Bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the one is across the dock.
Yeah. But where is the glory of the seas?
Well,
oh, this
way down
yeah.
here.
Yeah, there it is.
Hard
yeah.
to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's they always laid on that side the dock, right toward the creek, with their bow toward the creek.
Okay.
And they, I guess maybe that chain is still there, right on the other side the creek, at the mouth, right close to the point.
Yeah.
They had a chain there, and they'd fasten the sailing ship, you know, to this chain. And to the dock. That chain, I guess, was for them sou'westers that swept down there. I know years later, that chain was still there. Maybe it still is, right on the point there, right across from the face of the dock. I remember the first time I didn't know what sailing ship was in then, and I was down the dock and the coal ship, and well, we got to make it fast to the dead man. Gee whiz, I thought they had a dead man buried across the creek. You know, and that they made the ship faster.
Yeah.
Well, they had a log buried there, and the chain came right over the rocks there. Let's see. Yeah, this was, well, the old house. Well, there's the old bridge, too, up here. Because this was, that was rebuilt, too. You know, they, I think it was built originally like the one down there.
Okay.
And then they rebuilt it, put it on pipes, posts.
What's that big white house by the bridge?
Oh, this is the one that's still there.
Oh, I want to say Golodov's house. I don't know who owns it
yeah.
now, but...
Yeah, this, it was a saloon down here.
At the dock?
In that area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and let's see, 1906, I think, or was it before that, but somewhere around there, they... Coast Guard or the government ordered everybody off of there and they could take their building if they want to, and that's the only building was moved. They brought it up. There was a road in front
along the beach.
Yeah, well, they hauled it up that road and then back here. She's then later on Levine fixed it up and put that addition on the back and that entrance in the front.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty old building too. And there's some six little buildings down front there.
Uh-huh. Those are the AC houses?
Yeah. They were AC houses. And they had scattering of AC houses all through here. And a lot of them down there. Right where the...
Now, you saw the glory of the seas when
you
were in here?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been an impressive ship.
Oh, yeah. She was quite a famous ship in her day. Let's see these. Oh, yeah, there's... church. Yeah, there's Bishop's House right there. And this building, this side, the Bishop's House was a dormitory.
Oh, just in front of the church.
Between the Bishop's House and the church.
For the boys who were going to the Russian school from other villages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a... Then the Russian school was built right on the Bishop's House. You can't see it too good, but you can see that building.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was some buildings in here, too.
I'm going to turn this over, I think.
Yeah, there, I think, there is my grandfather's house.
Hmm. Just right below there. That white
just,
one.
Just this side of the...
The big two-story or three-story AC company house.
Mm-hmm. Simms Drake used that for bunkhouse.
Oh, okay.
During the war.
Huh.
And that is at the beginning, before they had
it. Is that the one that became the Willawa Theater after the war? Or during the war?
Or after.
After the war, okay.
And there's a big company house that's still there. Mm-hmm. And that little low one in there was the store.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. What was the town like in 1910?
Well,
Michael
it
might
was
like to know. That's the time. I think what he's doing, he's writing a story, a history of the last voyage of this.
Well, the town was just like one big lawn.
Hmm.
There wasn't a weed or putski in town.
Yeah.
Everybody had chickens and gardens.
Mm-hmm. What did they do about ground squirrels?
Well, I don't know, they didn't seem to be too many right in town.
Mm.
Well, there ain't even today.
Yeah.
Let's see what buildings here. Here's the Shaznikov house.
To the right of the church.
The one that's still there.
Mm-hmm.
See, that had wings on the back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then here's the other Shaznikov house that Larry bulldozed down.
Mm-hmm.
And
was one of those houses Alexander Shaznikov's and one Vasily Shaznikov's?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, I guess, let's see, there was the one Captain's Bay.
Uh-huh.
That was his house there.
Okay.
Because I guess his father built it.
Mm, okay, that would have been the priest.
Yeah. And this one belonged to the... Yeah, Vasily, in English Bay.
English Bay,
yeah. Most of these houses are gone. Oh, here's the... you know, those days too, everything was painted.
Hmm.
Painted either white or else that reddish, that AC company color, that barn paint.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a vessel in front there.
Hmm.